Yeah, this is an interesting one. So this is by Ollie. What is the 80-20 rule when it comes to loving your woman as a masculine man? So we want to make love as efficient as possible. So tell me how to get in and out. Okay, so the question I'll ask then is, for your partner, what are the few things that he does that make you feel most loved?
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, because I love that, because you're like, okay, what's the most like leveraged thing I can do in the short amount of time I have during the day? Yeah, so I would say that's a great question, because we all have limited time during the day, and I would say him making time for me to just sit down and being present with me, whether it's, you know, going to get brunch or dinner, and just sitting there and him listening, you know, and not always providing advice, but being there, listening, understanding that he doesn't have to fix it for me all the time, and that he can just listen and emotionally support me in that. And that's a huge one. And then I would also say I love surprises, and that's one of my love languages. And if you guys haven't read The 5 Love Languages, you absolutely should. That's just, yeah, an amazing book on really understanding how to give and receive love. So I love surprises. I love gifts. I love to shop. And I know he doesn't like to shop. And so him taking time every once in a while just to like go shopping with me means so much to me, because I know he doesn't love it. You know, and it's not like he's even buying me anything. We could just literally be looking. And it means so much to me, because I know he isn't fully enjoying it. Like, I think it really means a lot, because I know he's like actually sacrificing a little bit of his time to do something that I love and that he doesn't really enjoy. And I think a lot of times, like, your partner will really appreciate when you're doing something that like feels a little bit like a sacrifice, and not fully like you have all the time in the world, but like where you're just like, I really don't enjoy this, but I'm gonna do it because I love you. Yeah.
Man, that's really insightful. I think in the end, like, what women want most is just like your presence, just having time with you where you're actually really there. And yeah, you've given me something to think about personally, because Abby really likes doing like these escape rooms, like these, if anyone doesn't know, it's kind of like these, like, I don't know, like this game where you go to like this warehouse and they put you inside, and it's like, oh, you've got to escape. And, you know, there was a murderer. You've got to find out the murderer by clicking on, you know, figuring stuff out. I don't like it, because it's just like my brain doesn't work that way. So I'm bad at it. And two, it's like, it feels like it's using up my brain power, which I can't use in my business then. So I'm like, I literally said it to her last time. I've lost like 10K being here. But she wants to go like literally all the time. And I don't often go with her, but actually you're so right. Like, going with the right energy where you know, you look her in the eyes and say, okay, I love you, let's go and do it. And she's like, oh yeah, that's so sweet. I think that's like a treat. That's a gift that you can give to your woman. I think certainly you don't want to be like the chumpy guy who gets bossed by his woman and he's like, oh, I don't want to go, but go on then. Because if you're going to go with the resentment, the negativity, you know, you're just giving her your time, but you're mindlessly, you know, thinking about business, like lowering churn or something. Like, you're not even there. It's not even like that. Actually, I feel like she'd like you less if you were next to her, but you weren't present. If you were in negative energy, if you were feeling resentful for her, which is actually very tricky, you know, because for a lot of the guys here, like a lot of us do really have like high achiever personality, constantly goal striving. And so it's very hard to think like you become a successful businessman and productive guy, and you get in shape by, you know, know, being goal striving and maximizing your time. And then it's like your one weakness is the woman who wants you to almost be idle with your time and just give her your presence by like just looking at her in the eyes for like an hour. And they love that. And it's just this strange, I don't know, it's the strange way that I think women were born or created to test men. For a man to attract the woman, you have to level up this part of you, which then you have to basically learn how to turn off when you're with the woman. This is why, like, guys who you know, start to attract loads of girls through business and, you know, they've built themselves up, got the body, got the confidence, they often actually suck with women. They can attract loads of girls, but then they suck with them because they can't even turn their brains off. They're sat next to the girl just, like, texting away, and all the girls just start disliking them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that you said that, because that's one thing that I love about Ibrahim. He's better than me at like turning off his brain whenever we're together. Like whenever some days, of course, he's, you know, we're not perfect. Some days I can tell when he's like still in that go mode, and I'm like, I don't take it personal. I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait until you're like done with whatever you're doing because you're in go mode. But then he's able to turn it off, you know, either like at the end of the day or when we're spending time together. And I really appreciate that, because it can be so lonely to be with a partner that isn't even really there with you and can't, like, it's really unattractive if they can't even like turn off their mind of thinking about their business. And Ibrahim actually even reflected that to me one time, because I had a really busy season in my business, and even I was like getting caught up in that. And he was like, you're like not here with me. You're like thinking about what you have to do. And I was like, oh yeah, I didn't even realize. And so don't be hard on yourself if that happens. Like, a lot of us don't even realize we're doing that. And so just know that it's something that you can work on and like slowly start to get better with. And yeah, like your partner really realizes, like, you might not think they realize that you're like, you know, secretly thinking about your business or texting, while you're together, but they do. It's like an energetic thing too. You know, you don't feel them like placing their energy here. It's like dispersed.